Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good Tuesday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's installment of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 14th of March, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours coming your way in about 5 minutes. Starting off with news in the United Kingdom. Seems Google wants to help UK residents spend a little less on their electricity. Now, this all takes in part with DeepMind. Yeah, that's the artificial intelligence company from Google. They're actually in talks with the National Grid about a potential partnership. As you probably guessed right now, with using technology to make supply of energy across the UK more efficient. Now, with these talks with the National Grid Corporation there in the UK, DeepMind saying their artificial intelligence could reduce energy up to 10%. How would they do that? Well, by spotting patterns and making predictions, which you and I can't really do. Basically, micromanaging our heating and cooling world. Hey, it's a great idea, but however, though, just remember, we're just in talks right now. And who knows, saving 10% might actually cost us 12% just to even implement the thing. Time for a little Tuesday Hacker News. Today's Hacker News is courtesy of Batwench. Why don't you follow her on Twitter? You can find her at B-A-T-W-E-N-C-H over there. Yeah, she sent me over this story last night thinking, this would make a good Hacker News story. So that's what we're going to do. This again, staying in the UK with news and three customers. This harks back to November of 2016. So yeah, just like always, we're last to know. Now, in November of last year, the company became aware of criminal activity on the system they used to upgrade customers to new devices. Of course, they identified the issue and they immediately began working with law enforcement, and three arrests were made at that time. Now, of course, even though they've arrested some people, they're still saying that they recommend you monitor your accounts for any suspicious activity, particularly if people are calling you and asking for any personal information or banking details. Don't be an idiot, just don't give it to them. Pandora has arrived with their on-demand music streaming service now. The service, of course, is called Pandora Premium. And just like all those other services, it's $9.99 a month. Now, with the launch of Pandora Premium, it'll offer the combination of radio-like listening, as well as give you the option to search and play for any track and create your own playlist. Although it doesn't look like we have the option to, say, save a whole album with Pandora Premium. Now, of course, Pandora did want to push that. They said, now, if you didn't feel like going premium, there's always Pandora Plus. Yeah, that was the service that was launched last fall. That's $5 per month. Yeah, that was the service that was launched last year for $5 a month, and that offers ad-free music streaming with a little bit more bells and whistles, just not those premium whistles. And finally, with so much technology in our lives, when is there time for a little boom chicka wah wah anymore? Apparently, people are not making as much time for boom chicka wah wah anymore, simply because of the damn devices we already have in our hands. According to a new study, Americans, yes, are having less sex. And in this study, the reason why it is has nothing to do with attraction. It has to do with binge-watching television shows, browsing social media, basically just being constantly connected to the World Wide Web. Now, going through the numbers of this study, apparently back in the 90s, Americans pretty much had about 60 to 65 times a year worth of sex. But in 2014, yes, you heard me correctly, 2014, meaning the study is already 3 years old, the average American had sex about 53 times a year now. Funny enough, millennials and Generation Z, they also were found to have less sex than any previous generation. Here's the kicker, though, that'll make you vomit. Apparently, people that are 70 years and older, yeah, they're having more sex in 2014 than they did back in 1989. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com, that is our website. You hear me talk about it all the time. Get out your butt on over there, check it out, and get subscribed to all of our wonderful shows. And of course, if you love what we're doing here at the BTN Network, we really would appreciate you donating to our Patreon fund. Helps keep the lights on and the shows a-going. Like our Facebook page too, British Tech Network. Follow us on Twitter at British Tech. Follow me too on Twitter at Kyle Swagger. And our Slack room, of course, with our BTN community. Why don't you come on over and join us? You can do that at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Wednesday hump day installment. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, have yourself a fantastic Tuesday, particularly if you're 70 and above. And thank you, as always, for listening.